Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The following segment is from The Look Ahead on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
I think the AFC West is up there.
It's really top heavy. Yeah, and it's top heavy with the Chiefs because you assume they're just going to easily win that division. And
I would put
the Raiders at the bottom. I do think they're going to win the division pretty easily, but the Chargers are going to give them some problems. It's a dream right now, but if Aaron Rodgers went to the Denver Broncos, that Broncos team is all of a sudden a Super Bowl contender, in my opinion. But even without, I think that they're still a really competitive football team. They've made a ton of improvements on defense, and I absolutely love their offense with Jerry Jeudy and Cortland Sutton coming back, Noah Fant. If Drew Lock is just average at best, like, the Denver Broncos should be a competitive team. So top to bottom, the AFC West is a good division. I have no faith in the Raiders whatsoever.
So you put Vegas below Denver?
Yes.
That's interesting. I believe in Drew Lock that little that I would put him I would put Denver below the Raiders personally. But like, I think I could see a world, because all the Raiders care about, so it seems like all the Raiders care about, is beating the Chiefs and now the Chargers, right? Like, getting the big wins, like collecting, you know, like, they're the people that, like, they don't want to collect all 151 Pokemon cards. They just want Charizard, Venusaur, Blastoise. That's it. They just need those three. And their version of that is beating the Chiefs and beating the Chargers. So, like, I could see the Raiders having like six wins this year, but three of them coming against Los Angeles and Kansas City and calling it a successful season.
If Derek Carr played against all the teams the way he played against the Chiefs, the Raiders would be great. I don't know why we don't see that guy every single week. When he's aggressive and pushing the ball down the field, he's got an arm. He can throw. But we don't see that guy every single week, and I don't understand why.
I've been watching the Raiders and Derek Carr very closely for years. The two games they had against the Chiefs last season are the two most inexplicable games I've ever seen an NFL quarterback play. It's the first time when they actually beat the Chiefs, there was zero way for the Chiefs to prepare for that game because Derek Carr doesn't play that way ever. And then he did it in the second game too. And I think his only other performance the entire season was against the Jets, where he had a walk-off touchdown where they just gave up at the end and
right.
He hit Henry Ruggs for a long touchdown.
Do you guys agree that if Aaron Rodgers were to be traded to the AFC West, that then would become the best division in the NFL?
Yeah, because you have three top 10 quarterbacks. You don't have that in the NFC West.
Yep, I would agree.
Without a doubt. It would be the most fun division in football. I would love to see that. As someone who just generally loves football and loves watching 50-point games, I would love to see that on a weekly basis.
I don't know if you know this, Steven. Stats is a huge Aaron Rodgers fan, so he's really rooting for this so that this has to happen. Stats was glued to the match this week. And so, you know, hey, look forward to it.
That's... Get that guy. First of all, get him out of the NFC, please. Thank you very much. That'd be great. But I think him, Aaron Rodgers in Denver at this point is more interesting than Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. Don't you?
Well, yeah, Aaron Rodgers in any non-Green Bay place is more interesting than Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. Like, we've seen Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay is like the Fast and Furious movies. Like, we've seen the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. Like, give us something different.
Yeah, we know he can make it to an NFC title game with what's there. But if he went to Denver, I would argue it's the best collection of offensive talent he's ever had in his career. And yep. I don't think it's really that close.
Those Broncos-Chiefs games would be like, they would be incredible. Must watch. I mean, you got Mahomes going up against Rodgers. That could be a 50-50. Like, literally, over-under would be set at like 110.
What's the best Broncos-Chiefs uniform matchup and stadium to play in? Because I have a very powerful thought on this. Like, that game looks better in certain circumstances. That's what I'm saying.
The Chiefs wear red on red a lot against the Broncos, so they got to wear the red on red.
That's lame. That's
the Chiefs jerseys stink. The Chiefs jerseys are terrible.
Well, a lot of Chiefs fans love the white on white. I'm a red on red guy. I love the red on red, but I think it's got to be at Mile High. I think the scenery of Mile High is better than Arrowhead Stadium.
Exactly. And you go KC white on white, and you go Denver blue on blue. I don't need none of this orange because the orange looks too similar to the Chiefs red. You know, we need that contrast going on. So we need the all navy versus the all white. Looks beautiful.
I like the Broncos alternate jerseys with the dark blue helmet with the old school orange D. I thought that looked incredible. Like then you put that up against the Chiefs all whites, and I'm down for that.
Looks dumb because the old school D was not on a navy helmet. So thanks for playing stats, but you're wrong.
So what? Who cares? So it looks good.
It's not accurate. It's like
it doesn't matter.
You know something I really hate, Steven? I'll tell you this. A lot of Chiefs fans bought, you know, Chiefs Super Bowl jerseys, right, with a Super Bowl patch. I hate, for example, if somebody buys a white Chiefs jersey with a Super Bowl 50, you know, 4 patch, because that isn't what they wore, right? Like, they wore the red jerseys. So if you're buying the white jersey with the Super Bowl patch, it's a lie. And so, like, to that point, stats, like, the Navy Denver helmets with the D is a lie because they never wore that before. So you're not, like, throwing
it
back.
Yes, they did.
No, they didn't. It was the royal blue. That's what I'm saying. Like, it wasn't.
They've worn the Navy helmet with the orange D in a game before.
I realize that, but like the throwback essence of it is throwing it back to the royal blue. So you're not really throwing it back. You're just inventing something new that isn't the same thing.
Yeah, you hate new. I get it.
Yeah, you can't just be out here lying. Like, there's these knockoff alternate yellow Chiefs jerseys and black ones that people wear. They're just hideous. They're awful. I don't know why anybody would ever spend money on one of them. It makes zero sense. They're never going to wear that color combination. It's atrocious.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.